Just 4 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And joining us up on our First Advantage hotline is just a great guy, one of my favorite guests to get on this program, the UNC Bears head coach, Steve Smiley, joining us. Coach, always love when we can connect. Listen to that, man. It's like an 80s sitcom when you are on the show here, live studio
audience.
The people
love it. The people love with the live studio audience. Yeah, Brady, it's good to be on the show, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, we had your friend Tanner in here moments ago just arguing with him,
yeah.
So I'm a little worn out from that, my goodness.
I mean, that guy's got a lot
of energy, so it's hard to keep up, man. Coach, what's been going on with you, though, man? I'm really excited. I know you got this road trip still. You're in the midst of it. You got Montana State coming up.
Yep.
But I'm getting really pumped up about next Monday. I really am. The Weber State game, because it's late night basketball. It's something unique, and I love that.
It's something a little different, you know, and when the when the Big Sky reached out to our administration, I think in the summer or fall, whenever it was, and said, hey, look, there's going to be one Big Sky game on you know, national TV on the ESPNU network this year, and it's going to be Northern Colorado, Weber State, but it's got to be at 9 p.m. We all over here were like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I mean, I think it's great. I just think that it's great to get on those networks. I think you get a big audience. And obviously, you know, right now, you know, the way that, you know, we're kind of playing just in terms of the standings and stuff, I mean, it's just another game where we're just trying to get better and we're trying to improve our seeding and standing for the tournament. But, I mean, I think for the, not only for the community, but for our students, it's something cool. So we had that student-faculty game last night.
Yeah.
And you better bet that at the end of that, I got on that microphone. We had a good turnout and just said, hey, we need you students there. At 9 p.m. is a late game for some of these families and stuff in the town, but you know, for you students, it's Monday night. Like, we got to get you out there. So I know that we're trying to make a big push internally for our students to show up for that game and all that. I think we will, but it's a big one for us for sure.
Yeah, Coach. Beach Monday too, right? Got a little theme going on with that, that'll be even
theme.
You know, make it more fun.
You gotta have some fun, especially with it being about -90 out right now. I mean, let's all have, you know, dreams of the beach for sure.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You mentally escape from this cold for a while and go watch some great basketball. Coach, what's crazy, though, and again, I know your record's not where you want it to be right now, 2-7 in the conference, but I will say this, that Northern Arizona game scared me because, I'll be honest, everybody in the Big Sky Conference scares me because it just feels like on any given night, you could beat this team, this team could beat you, whatever. And Northern Arizona is one of those examples. It's all over the board right now. And I guess that's where you're looking at this team saying, we just got to keep at it, got to keep grinding, because once we get in the tournament, that's when we need to be at our best. We need to be locked. Obviously, you're locked in all the time, but we got to try to fix up some of those things before we get into that tournament.
That's the deal. You know, it was a very, you know, it was a weird game, Northern Arizona, and really, to be honest, a disappointing game. You know, we'd won two of our last three going into it. We were finally healthy. You know, Riley got cleared. I didn't feel like he'd had enough practicing yet to know how he would play, so I didn't start him, but he did play a lot of minutes. He played well, but, you know, we're back to full strength. I thought we did a good job of managing a little bit of a longer week in terms of getting our bodies right, but still keeping our edge. So there's I felt like a lot of positivity, a lot of confidence, but at the same point in time, we knew they were good. You know, I showed them, Eastern Washington, who really, Northern Arizona should have beat them, missed a couple free throws in a shot by Jalen Combs, who's one of the best players in the league, to beat them, you know, the weekend before. And so everyone in our league's very, very similar. I don't think the records matter, but they do matter in the sense of your standing. So, you know, yesterday, as we went through film, the first thing I did is say, hey, look, here's our record. Like, you know, you got to look at it. You have to understand and embrace it. There's no reason to put our heads in the sand. We're not happy with it, but it is what it is. But then I showed them the Big Sky tournament bracket. And I said, look, guys, like, we are not winning the Big Sky regular season championship. That's a mathematical impossibility. But we need to find a way, you know, to get up, even like if you look at it, to try to get to the 6 or 5 seed, just because of the way our tournament's built. 10 teams in the league, 7 through 10, they got to play that extra game, which just obviously makes it a lot harder to win it. If you can get to a 6 or a 5, if you can win some of these games and move up, you have a great chance of making a real run. So all hope is not lost. We were disappointed with that result, but at the same point in time, we got to find a way to just keep moving up the rankings a little bit here and keep getting better, because you just got to play your best in March. And we have the talent to do it. I really believe that.
Well, and when you look at, like you said, when you're looking at the standings, trying to get up into that fifth or sixth spot, I mean, coming up next for you guys, Montana, that's a huge game because you're only, what, about a game and a half behind them. So this would be monumental for you guys.
It would be huge. It would be huge. You know, so, yeah, if we're going to make that leap, you know, you certainly don't want to get swept by them. Obviously, the game's on their court. They beat us on that last second situation on our court about a month ago, and so I think we're right there with them. But we have to go out there and we have to win. Like, if you're going to really move up the ranks, we got to go out there. We got to beat these guys, and it's a huge game. It's another reason why I showed the guys our current standings. Like, look, they're right above us right now, and you win this game, and his team starts to go this way, that way, lose this game, whatever it is. Like, we got to grab this one, man. So I think our guys, you know, we'll have a good practice today. I think our guys are dialed in. They understand it. I don't feel like they're shook, you know, in terms of confidence. But at the same point in time, the truth-telling, watching, I felt like, look, we got to do, you know, so many things better. And obviously, I'll take the blame for all of it. You know, when we lose, you got to look at the coach, man. Like, are we doing the right stuff, playing the right guys? And so we're you know, looking in the mirror ourselves as well. But we just got to keep getting back on that horse and find a way to get better, because we're not that far off. We really aren't.
Talking to UNC head coach Steve Smiley. Coach, you talked about Riley Abercrombie getting kind of back in the mix against Northern Arizona.
Yeah.
Can you talk? You expect him to start the next time out? Are you there yet, or still kind of sorting through a few
things? No, I think it's a good chance. I mean, I was very, you know, he played 25 minutes. Majority of those minutes, I think like 16 of those minutes were in the second half. Now, we were down a lot. I think we were down 19 at halftime. I didn't start in the second half, but I put him in right away, and then we just kind of rocked with that group. And we went from scoring 23 points in the first half. Now, with that in mind, we missed some of the most wide-open layups, threes. We were 1-for-6 from the free throw line. All those little things that, for whatever reason right now, we can't finish a layup, can't make a free throw, things that we have to start doing if we're going to win. But we didn't play as bad as our score in the first half. But in the second half, we started really cooking. We scored 50 points.
Yeah.
And he was on the court for a big majority of that, I guess, what I'm trying to get to. So, yeah, I think it's very possible. And I think that the biggest thing is that his body was able to, you know, play those 25 minutes, and I thought he played well. So he's gonna get back into a big role here quickly.
Coach, how are you surprised at all at Dalton Knecht's performances this year? I mean, it just seems like every time I look down, the guy's, you know, falling over 25 points, 27 points the other night. He's hitting those 30s on a couple times a year already.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew he was going to be good, but did you know he was going to be this good?
Well, I think that, you know, he's playing a lot like he was playing when he was at Northeastern Junior College, in the sense of, you know, a lot of times the ball is in his hands. And last year, especially with him getting hurt, people are like, man, he just went from 9 points a game to, you know, 24. It's like, well, he was playing well. He got, you know, his knee got hurt. He missed about 3 weeks. And by the time he got back in, the team was kind of moving in a different direction, in the sense of he was coming off the bench. And he's a guy that needs to play with, a lot of rhythm and flow. And with that being said, I mean, yeah, the fact that he's up in the, you know, 24 game or what, I am surprised about that, because there's so few players that can do that. But he's so talented, he's so gifted. I think the thing that's great about him is that, one, he's staying humble about it. Two, he knows there's just so much more improvement in his overall game. And he's got big goals as a player, you know, here and helping us win, and then as he moves on to the pros. But there's so many things he has to still improve upon, and he knows that, whether it's, you know, specifically defending. He's gotten better, but he's got to really find a way to become a plus defender on and off the ball. And so there's still so much room for growth. But with that being said, when that ball's in his hands, I mean, his confidence is through the roof, and he's just so hard to guard because he can score at all three levels. He can get to the rim. He makes free throws. He can hit threes. And even, like, in the pros, like, the one thing that differentiates, like, professional players is if they can hit, like, pull-up threes. That's the hardest shot, but it's worth so much value. And Dalton can have the ball in his hands, dribbling around, and he can hit that pull-up three. And that makes him so dangerous, because now you got to go over his ball screen. He can get to the rim. He can use his size. But he's a special player for sure.
Yeah, he really is. And again, you have some of those guys. You know, obviously Matt Johnson and Dalen Kuntz, we've talked so much about those guys.
Sure.
But even, Coach, you know, there was a portion early in the season, there was a game where you sat Dalen down, you sat Matt down. Can you take us through kind of that? Because we've seen that before. It's nothing new. Coaches do this, and it's kind of a way to wake guys up or whatever. Can you take us through that process, and what was your end goal with that idea to say, hey, we're going to sit you guys, you're still going to play, but we got to do something here to recharge this team.
Well, I think we were just trying to win, you know, and in the sense of this, you know, to be brutally honest about it, we were 0-3 in the league. It was going into this Montana game, actually. And at that point in time, in the previous three games, you know, I think math combined plus minus was like a minus 59. And plus minus can be kind of a loaded number. Like, I don't look into it too much. But over the course of those three games, Matt was really struggling. And then you look at Dalen, I think the stat for Dalen at that time, I think over his previous six games, he had one rebound in six games. And it basically like, look, man, like, one, you're the leaders of the team. You know, I've kind of crowned them the leaders from the very start. I spent more time with those two guys in terms of leadership and things like that. And it was like, look, this isn't punishment, but at the same point in time, you on an individual level, you're not doing what we need you to do to win. And to their credit, they both were, and I told them too, I said, my intention is not for you to rot on the bench either. Like, you're going to get in, but like, we need something to change here. And they both did a great job, not just in that game, but since. Dalen's played some of his best basketball this year since that point in time. Dalen had seven rebounds against Northern Arizona. Going into the Northern Arizona game, Dalen had nine steals in his previous four games, which at that rate, he would be leading the Big Sky in steals. And so just the activity and effort that he's shown, and I'm really proud of those guys for how they're playing since that point in time, because it's not personal. I love those dudes. I would do anything for those guys. But when you look at it, I said, look, man, like, you know, you guys are playing 36, 38 minutes a game, and the production part of it, and the fact that we're really struggling, like, we need to look ourselves in the mirror a little bit. And I told them, too, I said, they're both going to be pros. And I said, look, if you play like this in the pros, you're not going to be a pro for very long. You're going to have to go get a real job. And that's just the truth. And I thought they both handled it well. In that game, they both got in quickly, and they played a lot better. I thought their juice was great. Their detail is great. And so it was back to them starting after that. So, you know, you don't want it to get to the point where it's like, hey, this is a learning lesson. Like, that's not what it is. But at the same point in time, that Montana State game, the game before, we were down 30 on our own court. And you got to look at that a little bit. And so I thought that was the – and it wasn't just that. That was the first game that, you know, Brock Wisney started over Theo. But I thought Brock had earned it. And so it wasn't just a Matt and Dalen thing. It was like, look, we're going to try this, and we're going to keep, you know, trying things together. In the big picture, you know, really right now probably our five most productive players, which would be Matt, Dalen, Dalton, Riley, and Brock, they still, to this point, because of injuries and Riley's injury over the past, you know, several weeks and Brock not getting to the starting lineup until that game, we've never started that crew together. And so there's still another level I think we can get to. And so I'm kind of excited to see what that might look like coming up here soon.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully we get to kind of see that start to work together as soon as this Montana game coming up. Montana State, later, of course, in the weekend, and then that Weber State game on Monday. Coach, a texter here wants to know who won that student versus faculty game, by the way.
Well, it was not us. And when I say us, it was, again, when you lose, it's the coach's fault. It was the students. that lost. The students lost. I was the coach of the students. We took it on the chin. We dug a big hole, man. And then we came back. We had a layup. We missed. And, you know, from that point on, it went from 2-30 in about 6 minutes. And you know, it was a good experience. We had 21 students on the roster, so I was more so just trying to manage getting everyone equal playing time, so that I didn't have a student revolt on my hands. But it was a blast. It was a great turnout. We had a good time.
Well, hey, maybe we could put a tweak. I was thinking about this morning on the way in, Coach. Can we tweak this next year? We can get former students, because I would love to go up against Tanner, because he's 4 feet tall. I think I could win
fun.
That matchup.
Yeah. Maybe we could. Yeah. Too. You know, yeah. It's remind me in the offseason. Let's see if we can get that done. I think it could be a blast.
Yeah, because if that's a thing, then I'm gonna start shooting free throws and get ready. I'm gonna start practicing.
You gotta start working. Yep, you gotta start working.
Coach, I love following this team. I know it. Like I said, I know the record's not where you'll want it to be, but you have some big opportunities in front of you, and I think I've got my morning show crew. Angel and Tanner talked in. I think we're all coming out Monday night, too. So they're going to, even though they got to get up at like 4 in the morning, we're coming out. So it should be a lot of fun.
Shows a lot of toughness on the staff at KFK. So I like that, man. Let's do it.
Those guys, I don't have to get up until 10. So I'm good. But yeah, those guys I got a lot of respect for them. Coach, appreciate you as always, my friend. And best of luck with this road swing coming up with the Montanas beginning later on this week.
All right. Sounds good, Brady. Thanks, man.
All right, man. UNC head coach Steve Smiley. What do you think about it? You're a former student, Angel. I'm a former student. Tanner's a former student. We could be coached up by Steve Smiley next year.
That would be awesome.
Do you think he'd probably get after us a little bit?
I would hope so.
Coach me good, coach.
Bunch of out of shape radio guys.
Coach me up. Coach
me
up.
We got to wear like the old 80s like headbands and the wristbands, all of that stuff. The short shorts.
Dude, I'm just worried about pulling muscles at my age now.
We got to stretch.
Yeah. Stretching.
They
can
have
pull.
Trainers there.
I can pull muscles stretching too, man,
that's
at this
trainers
point.
Are for.
I turn right sometimes. I'm like, gah. Why is the right side of my face numb suddenly? 19 minutes after the hour. Patrick Surtain still to come. Pro bowler for the Denver Broncos. Talking about a big event he's got going on. And the Punch Bowl social bowling event coming up. So we'll talk to Patrick about that. A little more on the Broncos with him. And maybe what he's looking for. I mean, he's getting ready to approach his third year. He is probably their best player. He's going to become that leader going into next season, so I'm excited to talk to him coming up in a few minutes, 19 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.